You got it. This is our biggest, most important truck plant in the world for Ford. Well, Ford is the most American company. We make 80% of what we sell in the U.S. here. I think the next competitor is 400,000 vehicles behind us, which could fill the island of Manhattan. So to give you an idea of how committed Ford has been to America, we've really never left. And so the tariffs for us are a bit different than the industry. The U.S. industry is about 17 million units. And 8 million of that, about half, are imported through ports around the country. And half is built in the US. So the tariffs will have a really big impact on our industry because 25% cost increase for 50% of the vehicles sold in America. Yes. Yes. Well, on average, our localization of the parts, as you said, is around 75%. That's either USMCA compliant parts coming from Mexico or Canada. During Trump 1, we negotiated USMCA, where even a part made in Mexico could have a lot of US content in it. And we negotiated that. And so even the parts for Ford that come from Mexico and Canada have a high US content. So the 75% I mentioned is visualized in F-150. 75% of the parts either come from the US, about half, and the rest are coming from those other countries, but they have a lot of US content as part of that. Think about a computer in your car. We have hundreds of them. You know, you have circuit boards and lots of other components. They go across the border 5 or 6 times. And even something finally assembled in Mexico could have been built half the content in the US. So cars are pretty complicated. I hope that's, you know, not too much detail, but that's our reality in our industry. Well, first of all, Ford, you know, we're kind of baked. We're 80% made in the US. And if you include our exports, we're like 90. So we are building 2 new plants for electric vehicles, one in Tennessee and one in Ohio. And so what the Trump administration did yesterday to make it simple is they gave all the automakers, Ford's in a different spot, as I said, about a 15% leeway on parts that are non-USMCA or non-US. So they're giving us kind of an exemption for carpets, washers, fasteners, wiring looms, stuff that honestly we can't even get in the US. And also stuff that, frankly, if we made here, it would make the car a couple thousand dollars more expensive, which is too expensive for what we think. So in our case, I think we're... No, I mean, we'll continue to do the math and aggressively move localization. But the one thing we have to balance is affordability. The F-150 is $800 a month already and is America's best-selling vehicle. You know, do we want to make that $850 a month? You know, and that's the balance between affordability and making 100% of the parts here or, you know, keeping it as is. I think it's inconceivable to say that car prices won't go up. Why? 50%, 8 million vehicles come through the ports around the country. 50% of all vehicles bought by Americans are imported. And those imported cars will get a 25% tariff now. That is literally $5,000 to $10,000 a vehicle. So for the importers, and actually some of those companies are local companies, you know, some of our competitors that are domiciled in the U.S., and they have big decisions to make because their tariff bill will be very large compared to Ford because they import so many. We only import about 10%, something like that. And so for us, we have 6 to 10% margins, 25% tariff on the parts that we don't build in here, like 20% of our vehicles, you know, is billions. But we can offset that, and it depends how our competitors act. Will the overseas importers, you know, increase prices and allow us to gain market share and therefore, you know, build even more here and be able to more than offset that in terms of the pricing we would have to take? I don't know. It will all come down to this summer when those increased prices may or may not happen, and Ford deciding to what do we do about that competitive dynamics. So far, our sales are going up, so I don't know what will happen. I would say that's the right answer. You know, we announced today, actually, I can announce it right now, that we're extending employee pricing through July 4th. We want to enter this period of uncertainty by reassuring Americans, if you buy a Ford, you don't have to worry about that, at least through July 4th. And we're just gonna have to see how the competitors react after that. Yes. No, we have 9,000 people like my family that work here. My grandfather was an auto worker, and they're putting their kids through college. You know, this is the heart and soul of U.S. manufacturing. If I could put all your listeners and you in the middle of this plant, you could see it's a living thing with 9,000 people here. And, you know, yes, we're always working on automation and being more efficient. But the reality is cars require lots of people to make. They're super complicated. We only have 6 hours to make one of these, and they have to last 300,000 or 400,000 miles in 20 years. And that takes a lot of skilled labor to do that. And these are good jobs. A year from now, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I will know what's happening at Ford. We're building two brand new plants for expand our hybrid and electric lineup. I think that Ford, because of the tariffs, we're the best position. For many years, we built 80% in the US, and we had much higher costs than our competitors importing overseas. Well, that will start to change now. And I believe in Ford's case, this is a pretty big opportunity for us. But it all depends on how the competitors, you know, act. Well, what I learned is that I think he is very committed to building more jobs like these in America. I mean, these are the best of the best, you know, hourly jobs you can find in America. He's very committed to that. But I think, you know, the issue that we all have to work through together is how fast can that change, and what will be the pricing and the affordability that we can manage through that transition? Because 50% of the vehicles are imported. And they don't have tariffs on them today, other than some trucks. And so that's what I've... Well, sure, but these are complicated topics like tariff. You know, and as I said when this came out a couple months ago, you know, predictability and cost increases are not great for any industrial company. On the other hand, we have committed to the U.S., and we want to expand jobs in the U.S. And so it's a balancing act between affordability and these great jobs. And I think I would just say there's no quick answer here. this is a long-term policy change, and we have to work together through it, even the most American companies like Ford. Thank you.